Welcome to the Daf and Practice series with Rabbi Avraham Schmidman. We are going to look at the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Vav. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis discusses various issues that relate to Mayim Achronim. Mayim Achronim is the obligation at the end of the meal to wash one's hands before benching. It's unclear as to whether this obligation still exists in our times. The Gemara understands that the obligation of Mayim Achronim, washing one's hands before benching, is based on the Pasuk V'yisem Kedoshim, that we should be holy. Additionally, Mayim Achronim was instituted in order to prevent people from touching their eyes with their hands, which might have come in contact with Melech Sodomus, sodomite salt, and that could potentially cause a person to, heaven forbid, go blind. The question is as to whether this obligation applies nowadays. In the Sephardic community, it's generally accepted that there is an obligation of Mayim Achronim, and the Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Perek Vav, Halacha Gimel, Rabbeinu Yonah, and Brachos, Daf Mem Amud Beis, the Rif, and Chulin, Lamed Zayin Amud Beis, all hold that we have to wash Mayim Achronim nowadays because the danger of Melech Sodomus still exists. The Ravid in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Vav Halacha Beis, the Rashba in Chulin, Daf Kufei Amud Aleph, and the Rashbates in Brachos, Perek Ches, seem to hold that the purpose is to have clean hands for Birkas HaMazon. The Shulchan Aruch, authored by Rabbi Yosef Karo, who's Sephardic, rules in Simen Kufpe Aleph, Sif Aleph, that it's an obligation to do Mayim Achronim nowadays. The Ashkenazic custom is not that way. Tosos in Brachos on Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, as well as Chulin Kufei Amud Aleph and Erevin Yitzhak Amud Beis, rule that there's no obligation to do Mayim Achronim nowadays because there's no concern of Melech Sodomus. The Ramah and the Darkei Moshe and the Levush, all in Kufpe Aleph, codify the opinion of the Tosos and hold that that this is indeed the Ashkenazic minhag. Nonetheless, the Vilna Gaon in the Bir Agra to Shulchan Aruch, Kufpe Aleph Yud Beis, and Aruch HaShulchan, also in Kufpe Aleph, maintain that while it's not obligatory, it's preferable for Ashkenazim to wash Mayim Achronim. The Mishnah Berurah first explains the opinion of Tosos and then cites a number of opinion who are strict about washing Mayim Achronim. There is one halacha that I want to focus on for a moment that sometimes seems to get lost for those who do have the practice of washing Mayim Achronim, and that is who should wash Mayim Achronim first. The Gemara is very clear, and the Shulchan Aruch rules this way, that if there are five or more people present at a meal, then the one who is going to be leading the benching, that person should wash Mayim Achronim first. In ancient times, this was so that the one who was leading the benching would have time to prepare the text of the benching. Today, obviously, we all bench from our own benchers, from our own siddurim, and so the one who is leading the benching doesn't quite have that responsibility. Therefore, today, people are often not so strict about this idea. There are others who maintain that the more proper practice would be to allow the most distinguished person at the table to wash one's hands first. Others maintain that if there are many people there, it would be best to have the youngest, the perhaps least significant, to wash one's hands first. There are, as a result of which, many different practices in this regard. But it would seem that if all things are equal, if there are five or more people present, then the one who's leading the benching should wash his hands first. If there are many, many people, if there are 50 people, 100 people, so then it would be appropriate for there to be several different vessels with Mayim Achronim brought to the table in order to assure that everybody can wash Mayim Achronim in a timely fashion, because from the time of the washing until benching, it's ideal for there not to be any interruption.